Let's read together Ezekiel chapter 8. In this chapter, Ezekiel is given a vision of the idolatry and wickedness going on in the temple at Jerusalem. Ezekiel chapter 8, beginning at verse 1. And it came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I sat in my house with the elders of Judah sitting before me, that the hand of the Lord God fell upon me there. Then I looked, and there was a likeness like the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his waist and downward, fire, and from his waist and upward, like the appearance of brightness, like the color of amber. He stretched out the form of a hand, and took me by a lock of my hair. And the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven, and brought me in visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the north gate of the inner court, where the seat of the image of jealousy was, which provokes to jealousy. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, like the vision that I saw in the plain. Then he said to me, Son of man, lift your eyes now toward the north. So I lifted my eyes toward the north, and there, north of the altar gate, was the image of jealousy in the entrance. Furthermore, he said to me, Son of man, do you see what they are doing, the great abominations that the house of Israel commits here, to make me go far away from my sanctuary? Now turn again, you will see greater abominations. So he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, there was a hole in the wall. Then he said to me, Son of man, dig into the wall. And when I dug into the wall, there was a door. And he said to me, Go in and see the wicked abominations which they are doing there. So I went in and saw, and there, every sort of creeping thing, abominable beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed all around on the walls. And there stood before them 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel, and in their midst stood Jazaniah, the son of Shaphan. Each man had a censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Then he said to me, Son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the room of his idols? For they say, The Lord does not see us. The Lord has forsaken the land. And he said to me, Turn again, and you will see greater abominations that they are doing. So he brought me to the door of the north gate of the Lord's house, and to my dismay, women were sitting there weeping for Tammuz. Then he said to me, Have you seen this, O son of man? Turn again, you will see greater abominations than these. So he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and there at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs toward the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east, and they were worshiping the sun toward the east. And he said to me, Have you seen this, O son of man? Is it a trivial thing to the house of Judah to commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence. Then they have returned to provoke me to anger. Indeed, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore, I will also act in fury. My eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, I will not hear them. Let's consider a few background notes for our study of Ezekiel chapter 8. In Ezekiel chapter 1, Ezekiel had a great vision of the glory of God. This was at the time of his call and commissioning to be a prophet of God. Now, 14 months after that first vision, Ezekiel has another vision. In fact, it is the first of four visions recorded here in chapters 8 through 11 of Ezekiel. Actually, it's probably best to consider chapters 8 through 11 a single vision consisting of four parts. So here in chapter 8, we have the first part of this extensive vision. The occasion of the vision was as follows. Ezekiel was sitting in his house in Babylon, where he lived among the captives from Judah. The elders of the captives came to Ezekiel at his home and were sitting there with him. They probably wanted to know what the latest was in reference to God's communication with Ezekiel, especially concerning Jerusalem and the temple. Remember, this is the year 592 BC, and Jerusalem and the temple were not destroyed until 586 BC. Now, the elders here in verse 1, who are sitting with Ezekiel in his home in Babylon, are not the same elders that we read about in verses 11 and 12. The elders in verses 11 and 12 are the unfaithful Jewish leaders in Jerusalem, who Ezekiel sees in this vision. They are involved in idolatry in the temple area. In the vision, Ezekiel saw the Lord who had the appearance of a man. Verse 2. Then I looked, and there was a likeness like the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his waist and downward fire, and from his waist and upward like the appearance of brightness, like the color of amber. Notice how similar this description is to the appearance of the Lord in Ezekiel's first vision. Now in the vision, Ezekiel was transported to Jerusalem and given a close-up view of the idolatry and wickedness that was going on in the temple area. Ezekiel was not transported bodily to Jerusalem. No, this was all part of the vision. Well, so much for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal teaching points for Ezekiel chapter 8. Doctrinal point number one, God sees the wickedness of his people. God sees the wickedness of his people. The Jewish people were God's covenant people. The Lord dwelt in their midst in his holy temple. And at this point, the glory of the Lord was still present in his temple in Jerusalem. We will see that the glory of the Lord reluctantly leaves the temple in Ezekiel chapter 10. God cannot leave wickedness go unjudged. This is why God was going to let Jerusalem and the temple be destroyed by the Babylonians. The sinful nation would be spared no longer. Verse 18, once again. My eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, I will not hear them. Notice what God said to Ezekiel in verse 12. Son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the room of his idols? For they say, the Lord does not see us. The Lord has forsaken the land. These unfaithful elders thought that God didn't see their idolatry, as if they could hide their sin from God by operating in the dark. How stupid can you be? And yet many people today, including many Christians, think that God doesn't see them if they sin behind closed doors or in the dark. Listen, did you know that your true character is revealed by what you do behind closed doors or in the dark? And God sees all. God sees the wickedness of his people. Doctrinal point number two, God exposes the wickedness of his people. God exposes the wickedness of his people. God not only saw the wickedness, but he exposed it as well. God gave Ezekiel a close-up view of all the areas of idolatry and wickedness, and Ezekiel in turn told the elders and other captives what he had seen. We read in chapter 11, verse 25, at the end of the vision, so I spoke to those in captivity of all the things the Lord had shown me. Ezekiel 11, 25. The people would have no questions now as to why God was judging Israel with the fall of Jerusalem and the destruction of the temple. In the vision here in chapter 8, four different areas of idolatry and wickedness are exposed to Ezekiel. First, there was the idol of jealousy standing by the north entrance to the inner court of the temple. What a contrast was this dead idol to the glory of the living God of Israel. Verse 4. This idol was called the idol of jealousy by Ezekiel because it provoked God to jealousy. God is a jealous God when his people turn away from him for idols. Let me ask you, are you possibly making God jealous with any idols in your life at the present time? Remember, an idol is anything higher on our priority list than God and his plan for our lives. A second area of idolatry that God exposed to Ezekiel was the idolatry of the 70 elders of Israel. They were offering incense to the images of beasts and even creeping things that were carved on the walls of one or more of the chambers in the temple complex. What a direct and deliberate departure from the one true God and his law. Thou shalt not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. And you shall not bow down to them, nor serve them, For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. Exodus 20, verses 4 and 5. Notice that God even exposed the individual by name who was leading this idolatry, Jezaniah, the son of Shaphan. And God has ways of exposing individuals today who are leading God's people astray. A third area of idolatry and wickedness that God exposed to Ezekiel was the weeping for Tammuz by the women. Verse 14. So he brought me to the door of the north gate of the Lord's house, and to my dismay, women were sitting there weeping for Tammuz. Tammuz was a pagan deity who supposedly died each year and was mourned for until he came to life again in the spring of the year when he brought the life-giving rains. Associated with this idolatry were the wicked, immoral fertility rites. You know, today there is a month in the Hebrew calendar known as Tammuz. It goes all the way back to this idolatry that Israel wrongly brought into its culture. A fourth area of idolatry that God exposed to Ezekiel was a group of 25 men, probably priests, in the inner court worshiping the sun in the east with their backs to the temple. This was a deliberate turning of their backs on the work that the Lord had given them to do. The expression "they put the branch or twig to their nose" in verse 17 may refer to some obscene gesture, but most likely it was a gesture expressing contempt or scorn for God. Their contempt for God was obvious in their idolatry and their abominations and violence that filled the land. Verse 17. God exposed all of this wickedness to Ezekiel and inspired Ezekiel to record it in Scripture as a warning to others. In the same way, God exposes the wickedness of his people today. Be sure your sin will find you out, Numbers 32:23, certainly has an application here. If you claim to be a Christian and yet are involved in some deliberate sinful practice or sinful lifestyle, and you are unwilling to repent and get right with the Lord, you can be sure that God will either remove you or expose you and use you as a warning to others. I hope that you would opt for being removed before you brought further shame on yourself and the Lord's people. God exposes the wickedness of his people. What about practical application from Ezekiel chapter 8? Would you let God hold an open house in your life today? Would you let God hold an open house in your life today? Now, here's a practical application that I read in the notes of the Life Application Bible, and it's a good one. Now, you know what an open house is, right? That's when your real estate agent lets anyone walk through your house who is a potential buyer. The people check out all your rooms and even look in the closets. If God held an open house in our lives today, what would be exposed that we may be hiding and that we don't want anyone to see? Good question, isn't it? Would you let God hold an open house in your life today?